Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, June 5th. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. Twitter failed to prevent dozens of known images of child sexual abuse from being shared online in recent months. That's according to Stanford University researchers who were investigating child safety issues across several platforms. They said they told Twitter staff about their findings and that the problem appeared to have been resolved in May. Twitter didn't comment in response to an email from the journal about the researchers' report. Russia says it has fended off the biggest Ukrainian assault in months in Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry said Ukrainian forces attacked with 6 mechanized and 2 tank battalions in the southern part of the Donetsk region. Ukraine has said that it would keep silent when it launches its long-awaited counteroffensive, which President Volodymyr Zelensky last week told the Wall Street Journal was ready. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said that while Kyiv was moving toward offensive operations in some areas, the battles in the south were of, quote, local importance. Spotify says it plans to cut about 200 jobs, or 2% of its workforce. The company says it's reorganizing its podcasting division to focus on partnerships with top podcasters. Earlier this year, Spotify said it would lay off about 600 employees as part of a broader cost-cutting mission. And a disclaimer, Dow Jones, the Wall Street Journal's publisher, has a content partnership with Gimlet Media, a unit of Spotify. And in India, cargo and passenger train service resumed today at the site of Friday's deadly 3-way train crash, which killed at least 275 people. The government has promised a thorough probe. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.